If you sow love, you will reap love back in your life. And if you sow generosity, you will reap back generosity. It's just one of the laws of the universe that God set up. And we always reap more than we sow. If I plant one kernel of corn, do I get one kernel back? No, I get a whole stalk with thousands of kernels on it. You always reap more than you sow. But in the law of the harvest, there is always a delay between sowing and reaping.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, as we continue with this series called God's Dream for Your Life, we'll learn about the six distinct phases of faith that God takes us through as you pursue the dream He's placed in your heart. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a resource to help you recognize, understand, and cooperate with the surprisingly predictable patterns God uses to strengthen your faith, develop your character, and achieve the dream He's given you. It's called the Everything is Possible with God Study Kit. You can take a sneak peek at this six-session study by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Delayed by Design.
You know, one time Jesus and the disciples are in a boat and they're fishing, and Jesus falls asleep and a big storm comes up, and the disciples freak out and they're going, "Oh no, we're gonna die. It's terrible. Oh no." Jesus is over in the corner of the boat sleeping, sawing logs, you know, and they're just freaking out. They wake Jesus up and they say, "Jesus, why are you doing sleep?" And he goes, "Do you think God's going to let the boat sink with me in it?" You know, chill out. Well, that's in the Greek, you know, I have to tell you. That's and the point is, Jesus, by his very sleeping, was saying, "I can trust God even in the middle of a storm. I don't have to worry about it." You know what happens when we get in a storm? We lay awake all night. And we fret about it. And the very fact that we're laying awake at night means we're not living by faith, because we can't get any sleep because we don't really trust God to work it out. God says, "Don't fear and don't fret. Remember, I'm always with you, and trust my timing. I'll help you out." Now notice he says here in this verse, "Wait patiently for him to act." Have you ever waited impatiently? Sure, if you've ever been to the DMV. When you wait impatiently, does that make it any better? Do you get further in the line by being impatient? No. All being impatient does is make you miserable. Now notice it says, don't fret and worry. It only leads to harm. You see, worry doesn't work. It just makes you miserable. So you stop worrying and start trusting God. Ecclesiastes, this verse says, God has set the right time for everything. And God's timing is perfect. Now, I believe that of the six phases, for Americans, phase three in the phases of faith, it's the most difficult phase, because we don't like to wait. Americans are activists. We're doers. We think it's far easier to work than it is to wait. And if I could do something about this problem in my home, if I can do something about this problem in my body, if I can do something about the problem at work, well, then I'll just be Mr. Fixer. And we all go out trying to fix everything when God says, "I'll fix it if you'll just wait." This is a delay. It's building your character. And He can fix it better than you can.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. The second half of today's message is coming up.
Would you like to discover and fulfill God's dream for your life? Then the Everything is Possible with God Study Kit is perfect for you. Like exercise strengthens and develops your muscles, this six-session DVD and study guide from Pastor Rick Warren will help you recognize, understand, and cooperate in the surprisingly predictable patterns and processes God takes you through to strengthen your faith and fulfill His dream for your life. Pastor Rick calls these steps the six phases of faith. Session titles include How God Builds Your Faith, God's Dream for Your Life, How to Make Wise Decisions, Delayed by Design, How to Deal with Difficulty, and From Dead End to Deliverance. When you give a financial gift to help support this ministry, we'll send you the Everything is Possible with God study kit, which includes one teaching DVD with 6 video lessons on it and 1 study guide workbook. Plus, we'll send you the Sound of Hope music CD for your worship time. Everything you need for an individual or small group study. Call us right now at 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to request the Everything is Possible with God study kit for yourself or a loved one. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Now, I believe that of the 6 phases for Americans, phase 3 in the phases of faith, it's the most difficult phase because we don't like to wait. Americans are activists. We're doers. We think it's far easier to work than it is to wait. And if I could do something about this problem in my home, if I can do something about this problem in my body, if I can do something about the problem at work, well, then I'll just be Mr. Fixer. And we all go out trying to fix everything when God says, I'll fix it if you'll just wait. This is a delay that's building your character. And He can fix it better than you can. So delays are teaching us to trust God. Don't fear and don't fret. Number 3, don't faint. God says don't faint. When you go through the delays of life, don't faint. That means don't get discouraged. Don't lose heart. Don't give up. And this is the third thing that the Israelites did, and it's what kept them out of the promised land. Numbers 14, read it with me. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses. If only we had died in Egypt. We should choose a leader and go back to Egypt. Now, see what they did? They gave up on their dream. They caved in. They've been in slavery 400 years. And now, because they're having a little bit of a delay, they want to go back to Egypt. They want to go back. In fact, there are 2 phrases there I want you to circle. If only and go back. Because those, when you start using those 2 phrases, it's a telltale sign that you're discouraged, that you're fainting, that you're losing heart. First, we say, if only. That means we start to second guess ourselves. When we get a dream from God, we make the decision to go for it. And when it doesn't come immediately, we start second guessing ourselves, say, well, maybe I didn't really hear from God. Maybe I just made this up. Maybe God is not listening. Maybe God doesn't care. And we, if only I had done something different. If only I had done that. If only I had done this. If only things were different. We second guess ourselves. And then we say, let's go back to Egypt. When we go through the delay phase of life, we tend to idealize the past. And we talk about the good old days, which really weren't that good. The only thing good about them is they're over. Okay? As you heard me say before, the grass isn't greener on that side of the fence, and it's not greener on this side of the fence. The grass is greener where you water it. Now, the good old days always look better in hindsight than they really were. And this happens all the time, that when we get into a project, we start having a delay and we want to give up. Have you ever climbed up a mountain? You're climbing up the mountain, you get halfway up the mountain, and you look up and you see how much farther you have to go, and you turn around and see how much farther you've got to go back, and you start going, I don't think it's God's will for me to go to the top. This happens in counseling all the time. A couple that needs marriage counseling will say, look, this is a problem. We're just not working out on our own. Let's get some spiritual advice. Let's go talk to a pastor. Let's go talk to a Christian counselor and get some Bible, biblical advice on how to solve this marriage difficulty. And so they make the decision and they go to counseling. But after a couple of 3 weeks, they start realizing this is hard. And change takes work. And it's painful to confront our weaknesses and mistakes and what we really feel. And it's going to take longer than we thought because you got to peel that onion one layer at a time. And we start thinking, oh, it's just too long. and it's too painful. Let's go back to the old way we were living. We didn't like it then, but let's just put a lid on it and go back and pretend like we're not trying to work on the problem. Let's just stay with the mess we've got. The Jews wanted to go back to Egypt. Hey, man, they had more manna there. They had at least onions. That's what it says. It says, well, we want to go back to the onions and leeks and garlics. Now, if they'd had jalapenos, I would have gone too, but... The problem was, is they had slavery there too. It was a prison, and they were mistreated. Some people would rather live in slavery than face the fear of freedom. And they're not willing to push through and say, I'm going to work on this until we get it right. And they want to go back, and they want to give up, and they settle for mediocrity in life. Let me tell you, as your pastor, please don't do that. Don't do that in your marriage. Don't do it in any relationship. Don't settle for less than God's best for your life. Now, if that means going through a tunnel of conflict, you take that tunnel. And in the middle, it's dark, and you want to run back out the other end, but you got to keep going, and you'll come out the light on the other side. Instead of fainting, what do? We be persistent, and we pray. We be persistent and pray. Remember God told Joshua, he said, you march around the walls of Jericho and they'll all fall down. It didn't happen the first time they did it. They had to do it 7 times, 7 days in a row. And on the 7th day, they had to do it 7 times. Why all the delay? God was going to make the walls fall. Why didn't he just make them fall the first time? He's teaching them to be persistent and to pray, because that's what they were doing that whole time. Now, Galatians 6:9 says this. In fact, let's read it. Let us never grow tired of doing what's right. For if we do not faint, we will reap a harvest at the right time. If we do not faint. Now, this is the law of the harvest. Remember we talked about this in the Time to Build campaign? The law of the harvest says that in life, you will reap whatever you sow. That what you plant, you're going to sprout. And if you sow criticism, you're going to reap a lot of criticism in your life. And if you sow love, you will reap love back in your life. And if you sow generosity, you will reap back generosity. It's just one of the laws of the universe that God set up. And we always reap more than we sow. If I plant 1 kernel of corn, do I get 1 kernel back? No, I get a whole stalk with thousands of kernels on it. You always reap more than you sow. But in the law of the harvest, there is always a delay between sowing and reaping. Do you just plant, like I plant a tomato seed today and an hour later have a tomato? No. There's always a season. You plant in one season and you reap in another. And there's the delay in between. God wants to see if you're going to keep cultivating and planting and sowing. See if you really mean business. Many of you began to sow financial seeds. And you say, well, I've been sowing some seeds. You say, but I haven't seen any results in my own life. It's not harvest yet, folks. There's always a delay. God's watching you to see if you're going to be consistent in your planting. Was it just a one-time emotional shot? Or are you consistently planting, consistently sowing, consistently cultivating? If God sees their consistency in your life, once he sees that, then the harvest comes. But it will not come immediately because it proves nothing if he just does it immediately. There's no delay. There's no character development. There's no stretching your faith. You say, well, I've been having a quiet time for about a month. And I don't feel like I'm getting anything out of it. You sow in one season, you reap in another. And the harvest comes in another season. So you've got to be persistent. You've got to keep on. You've got to keep praying. I keep this card inside my desk. It's a quote from Calvin Coolidge. He says, nothing in this world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world's full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. The slogan, press on, has solved and always will solve the problems of the human race. Jesus said that about 2,000 years earlier. Look at Luke 18. He says you need to pray continually and not lose heart. Now circle those two actions, pray continually and lose heart, because those are the two options you have in life. You will always be doing one or the other. If you pray continually, you will not lose heart. You won't be discouraged. On the other hand, if you don't pray continually, you will lose heart. You will faint. You will get discouraged by the problems you're facing in your life, in your personal life, your family life, at school, wherever. You've got to keep on praying. You say, Rick, what do I pray during the delay phases of life? You pray, God, help me hold on. That's what you pray. Help me hold on and not give up and keep on. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. In other words, they won't give up. They'll keep on keeping on. Don't fear, don't fret, don't faint, and don't forget. That's the fourth one. Don't forget. Why? Because during a delay, time causes us to forget many things. When there is a delay, we tend to forget our dream. We tend to forget what God had done in our lives. We tend to forget God's goodness to us in the past. We tend to forget that God is with us. We tend to forget God's power. We tend to forget how important it is that we stay in God's dream. And we start focusing on all our problems rather than on what He has done for us. The Bible says, don't forget. This was the fourth mistake that the Israelites made out there in the wilderness. Psalm 106 tells us, they forgot the many times God showed them His love, and they rebelled at the Red Sea. But He saved them, as He promised, but they forgot, quickly forgot again. They wouldn't wait for God to act. Now notice it says many times they forgot. You know, it's unbelievable really how short their memory was. The children of Israel in Egypt, God does 10 plagues and they forget it because just a couple days later they're at the Red Sea and they're already saying, oh, we're all going to die. They've forgotten just what God's done. So God opens the Red Sea, gives them a miracle. They walk through to the other side and they immediately forget that miracle and say, oh, we're going to die out here, die of thirst. God provides miraculously water. Then they forget that and go, oh, we're going to die of food. No food. They're always forgetting. But I think we need to not be too quick and judge them because we do the exact same thing. When a delay occurs in our lives, we start acting like God's never done anything for us. Has God done things for you in the past? Sure He has. Then you can count on Him to do it tomorrow again. Or the next day, or the next day, or the next day. And when you act like God's not going to bail me out of this one, you're forgetting all the other times He's bailed you out. Some of those times you didn't even know about it, but He did. So what have you been forgetting about God? How He's helped you so many times? The consequences of forgetting, it says, they would not wait. So what do I do instead of forgetting? Instead, remember God's promises. Remember God's promises. There are over 7,000 of them in the Bible. In fact, I want you to write this down. Whenever I have a problem, I find a promise. That's what you need to do. Whenever I face a problem, find a promise. When I face a problem, I look for a promise. Because the promises are always greater than the problems you're facing. Psalm 103 says this, I will bless the Lord and not forget. See, it says, don't forget, not forget the great things He does for me. The next verse says, the Lord is not being slow to carry out His promises, but He's being patient with you. Some of you are saying, why hasn't God fulfilled the promise in my life? Because He's waiting on you. You think you're waiting on God? He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you to learn to not fear, to not fret, to not faint, and not forget, because He wants you to learn that before He brings the solution. You think you're waiting on God? God's waiting on you. He has some things He wants you to develop first, some growth patterns He wants you to put into your life. So I said, God's never in a hurry. He could do things immediately, but He's working off a larger agenda. And the delays that come in your life do not destroy God's purpose. They fulfill God's purpose in your life. They make you a better person. Now, what is it you've been waiting on God to do? Have you been waiting for God to turn a problem around? Maybe to answer a prayer? Maybe you've been waiting for God to make a way in a place that seems absolutely impossible for there to be a way, financially or physically or any other way. Maybe you've been waiting for God to bring that right person along. Maybe you've been waiting for God to turn a crisis into a solution. God hasn't forgotten you. And a delay is not a denial. And not yet is not the same thing as no. The last verse in your outline says this, Habakkuk 2:3. These things won't happen right away. Slowly, steadily, surely, the time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. If it seems slow, do not despair, for these things will surely come to pass. Just be patient. They will not be overdue a single day. And the things that you have waited for in your life, God will bring to fulfillment if you do not faint, you do not fret, you do not fear, you do not forget.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like an audio copy of today's message or the entire series, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. There's also a ton of great resources, so visit PastorRick.com today. Would you like to discover and fulfill God's dream for your life? Then the Everything is Possible with God study kit is perfect for you. Like exercise strengthens and develops your muscles, this six-week session DVD and study guide from Pastor Rick Warren will help you recognize, understand, and cooperate in the surprisingly predictable patterns and processes God takes you through to strengthen your faith and fulfill His dream for your life. Here's Pastor Rick to tell us more.
Did you know that God says you get to choose how much He blesses your life? God says, you believe and I'll bless. Our part is to believe, His part is to bless. And the Bible says in Matthew 9:29, this is a direct quote from Jesus, according to your faith, it will be done to you. That's the key to starting the great adventure of following Jesus Christ in faith. So if faith is so important, how does God build your faith? Well, He starts with a dream. And then He uses a very predictable six-step method, and He's used it throughout history to lead you to fulfilling that dream. And that process always results in building up your character and your faith in Him. And when you understand this process, then you can cooperate with it. Now, to help you understand the way that God builds your faith, I want to send you a study kit. It's called Everything is Possible with God. And it's a DVD and a study guide that will teach you how to cooperate with God's six phases of faith as He builds your character, deepens your faith, and enlarges your trust in Him. And I want to send this study to you, this kit, just as my thank you for your donation to Daily Hope. I just want to say again that it is your financial generosity that makes it possible for me to teach you and to teach other people all around the world. You know, this broadcast is going to places like refugee camps where they can't afford to pay for any broadcast at all. And when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping take the message of Christ to people who have no possible means of supporting it. So let me send this Everything is Possible with God study kit to you as just my way of sincerely saying to you, thank you. Thanks for listening today. I love you, I thank God for you, and I'm praying for you. And I want you to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
When you give a gift to help support Daily Hope, we'll send you the Everything is Possible with God study kit, which includes one teaching DVD and one study guide workbook. Plus, we'll send you the Sound of Hope music CD for your worship time. Everything you need for an individual or small group study. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle.com. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.